This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
An attractive, comfortable place for your new home is Timber Trail in Anna. Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie will construct some of these beautiful new homes right off 25A.
Timber Trails is located very conveniently near I-75, Honda, and the schools.
Anna Village Administrator Nancy Benroth.
One of the major pluses for those living in Anna's new Timber Trail subdivision is the high quality of education available.
Just one of many reasons why you should consider one of these 30 scenic lots developed by Middendorf Builders.
Anna schools have consistently received a state report card rating of excellent.
Timber Trail, created by Middendorf. A superb new home setting with big tax savings.
The lots are at least a half acre, and some of them are wooded. A bonus is that they get property tax abatement for at least 4 years.
Property for sale now at Timber Trail in Anna, Village Utilities and Safety, plus Country Living in Style. Call Mitch Middendorf at 937-295-4219. 295-4219. Middendorf Builders, the household name in building. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Tippecanoe High School in Tip City. It's the scene of the regional championship game in Division IV volleyball. Two Shelby County League rivals go at it. Jackson Center, number two in the state, a record of 26-1 versus Fort Loramie. Coming into this match, number nine in the state, 19-8 on the year. The two teams hooked up twice in the regular season. Jackson Center won the first encounter at home, 3-0. And Fort Loramie rebounded late in the regular season to win match number two at the Redskins gym, 3-2, the final set by a 15-13 count. It should be an exciting match, Chuck. Two very well-balanced teams. Yes, each club has got a big hitter on the front line. Cassie Meyer for Jackson Center and for the Fort Loramie Redskins, Kaylee Barhorst. But these two clubs displayed great balance, as we'll hear momentarily from both coaches. Well-rounded play from the Tigers, Peyton Esser, Kristen Ware, Pauline Meyer, Aaron Metz, Alicia Kessler. All of those young ladies excellent in the regional semifinal win, but Jackson Center over to Knoxville. Same thing can be said for the role players for Fort Loramie. Sarah Stang, she dazzled in the win by Fort Loramie over Layman Catholic. Maddie Brandy, we were sharp. Maeve Hilgefort, very good. Jesse Stevens, Katie Hoing, Brooke Ruinkamp, on and on. Two extremely balanced teams, Chuck, and some of the Tippecanoe school officials think the state championship game is being played right here in several minutes.
Well, the regional final here for a lot of years was the state championship, so I can understand why they would say that.
Yeah, 10 of the last 12, I believe.
Yep, so, I mean, that's not a shocking statement. You know, I think that for Jackson Center, the loss to Loramie, you don't ever want to lose as a coach or a player.
Right.
But that took some of the pressure off. Last year they came into this thing undefeated, and they really ran into a problem getting themselves motivated to play against Springfield Catholic and got knocked out. This year, that one loss, I think, is going to keep them rolling.
We had the opportunity after Jackson Center's win over New Knoxville to catch up with Kim Metz, the 28-year head coach for the Tigers. She was the politician in her responses, but she agreed
in addition to Cassie Meyer, everybody contributed big time in the win over the Rangers.
Absolutely. We focused in. We wanted to make sure that we were taking care of our 900 square feet. That's kind of what we're focusing in, making sure first ball effort has our emphasis and keeping things under control, seeing the floor, not panicking, keeping things under control, balance up, balance down.
And who played exceptionally well for you? I give credit to several key players.
Oh, my goodness. I got 17 kids on my roster, throughout the season, and I'm telling you, by golly, we can't do it without one of them. All of them practice hard. All of them give us everything that they can to make us better. You can't ask for anything more when you've got kids that are in the gym that are constantly pushing each other and, challenging each other, making them become accountable for what they're doing on the court, and just being their biggest cheerleaders.
Cassie Meyer outstanding at the net. Her serve, what sink, what topspin she's got on that ball. New Knoxville had difficulty handling it.
Yes, they did. I think Cassie, actually, she holds the record for most ace serves. She broke the record with 10 ace serves in a match, and then turned around. Her sister ended up breaking it a couple matches later with 13 aces in one match. So they're quite the pair, but I'm telling you, the effort went through with everyone. Not one person is going to take credit over the other one, because they know that they can't do it without the other. It's not chess. They're going to have six bodies on the court, and they've got to have cheerleaders off the court.
Having beaten New Knoxville in the season 3-0, you were not overconfident tonight.
Oh, absolutely not. Madison Lammers was definitely a key cog in the latter part of their season. As one of their senior leaders, she just basically brings the A game every time she's out on the court. Just a dynamic athlete that she is. And Kenzie Schreyer, I tell you what, we wanted to make sure that we were focusing in on what she was doing. But again, that's where it falls back to. We've got to make sure that we're taking care of our side. We're seeing forward and making sure that we're looking through the windshield of a car. We're not looking in the rearview mirror. We want to see what's ahead of us.
You didn't make any mistakes early. In fact, New Knoxville had to call two timeouts in the first 15 points of set number one.
But we made mistakes. We had some mistakes. We had some errors. We were in the net a couple times and just can't seem to... You're not going to get a flawless match. We're human. We're not going to be perfect in everything we do. But, they just come in and they practice and make sure that they're having a great time doing it.
Any preference over who you play in the regional championship?
I'm pretty sure the girls just want to play.
And in the next 2 hours after that Jackson Center win, the Tigers found out Fort Loramie is the opponent today, as the Redskins beat Lehman in three straight, just like Jackson Center knocked off New Knoxville in three straight. Following the Redskins' win over the Cavaliers, John Rogers was really pleased. He, like Kim Metz, said, hey, we needed contributions from everybody. Haley Barhorst was good, but it was a team effort tonight.
Great match tonight. You rebound from a 3-0 loss to Lehman Catholic during the regular season. A well-balanced team effort. When Kaylee got her shot, she made them, but everybody else excelled, especially Sarah Stang. She was tremendous tonight.
She was. I agree 100%. We've been playing well. We've been practicing well. The girls are focused. They're right where they need to be right now. And they've come a long way. This is a new team out there. We're basically two starters back. This is a brand new team. Everything they do is brand new for them, and I'm so proud of them right now. But we missed 17 serves, and we're going to address that. I addressed it in a couple of timeouts. Good thing you were on the opposite side of the field, but I addressed it in timeout. But you know what? Good for them. I'm proud of them fighting. They found a way, and they got it done.
I made the remark in the post game that Fort Loramie will have to shore up its serving in that 2 o'clock regional championship match on Saturday against Jackson Center. But what pleased
you highlight individual performances. Hit me with names of players. A number of performers were superb for you.
You know, just things that come to mind. You know, Maddie Brandewee missed some serves, but yet she set the ball well.
Yeah.
And played great defense. And, you know, so a few adjustments I made. Maeve Higglefort missed some serves, comes in, stays calm. A rookie at this level comes out and serves aggressive to start game three. You know, total team effort in that comeback in game two. You know, I mean, it takes a lot of guts to be down. I don't know what we were down, but to come back, you know, that's shades of last year when you can come back after being down. You know, and of course, Kaylee's the leader out there on the floor. She gets things done. And you know, she's definitely, you know, people are watching her every step of the way.
What did you say during that timeout in set two? You trailed three or four times by five in the middle of that second set.
I told them they have to make some choices. You know, being a champion is a choice. You know, that choice is something you make every day when you prepare. It's a decision you make in a game like that. What are you going to do? Are you going to let these things continue to snowball on you, or are you going to make a choice to stop them? You know, I read a great article that said, you know, champions aren't superhuman people. They're people that make choices to get better and to do things correctly. And so we talk a lot about choices you make on the court, choices you make pregame, choices you make across the board is what gets you through specific situations like that.
Yeah, final set and a half, you didn't give Sydney Chapman a lot of touches.
Yeah. You know, we tried to work on her a little bit and then back off and then work on her and then back off. You know, she's a great player. You know, she's an All-Ohio and she's a leader of that team, and we knew she was going to give us some fits. And with a player like that, you got to let her get her kills and then take advantage of it when she doesn't get the set she needs or when she's in the back row.
How meaningful is that late regular season win over Jackson Center, 3-2 at your place?
Oh, emotionally, it means everything. You know, you look at it as a win, okay, great, you know. But emotionally, it did a lot for this team. It showed them that what they're doing is working, and it showed them that they can win. And, you know, it showed them that they have what it takes because, you know, with a new team like this, they're questioning themselves all the way along. Until they get a good quality win like that, the questions are always there. Now they know it can happen.
A point of emphasis in preparing for the Tigers and Cassie Meyer up front.
Oh, of course. She's fantastic. You know, she's a great player. There's no doubt about it. And she's going to get her kills, you know.
Yeah.
She showed tonight that she's big game ready, you know. But, you know, we're back to being the underdogs again. Even though we got that win, you know, on them at the end of the year, we're back to being underdogs again. And that's just the way it goes. You know, at this level, you just go out and see what happens.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The number two state-ranked Jackson Center Tigers take on the defending Division IV state champion Fort Loramie Redskins. We are amidst the Jackson Center crowd. We look across the way at the Fort Loramie section. When the Tigers gain points in this match, you will hear Jackson Center loud and clear directly in the rows behind us. And there will be a roar across the way from the Redskins contingent when Fort Loramie nets a point. Should be an exciting match. Again, I think the role players are going to be key, Chuck. The passing by these young ladies to get the ball to the front line. So Cassie Meyer and so Kaylee Barhorst can make their spikes and kills.
so extremely essential to the outcome of this match. Cameron Elkert, 15 assists. J.L. Fry, 9. Peyton Esser, 10 digs in Jackson Center's win over New Knoxville. A couple of those ladies don't start. Jackson Center with contributions everywhere. Head coach Kim Metz had a team several years back that competed in the state championship against Marion Local. Marion Local came out of the Northwest region that year in a rather unique season. The Tigers lost it, but Jackson Center's right back with perhaps Kim Metz's first or second best team ever in her nearly 30 years at Jackson Center.
Well, they have a really nice volleyball team, and she does such a good job with them. The kids love her. That's half the battle right there. If your kids will go through fire for you, and they know you'll do that for them, that's when you've got a real good situation. They're the favorites, Fort Loramie is the defending champion, so something's got to give today.
Yeah, Fort Loramie knocked off Jackson Center, as we noted, late in the regular season. Kaylee Barhorst had 28 kills in that match, 28 of them in a 2-hour, 20-minute five-setter.
Yeah, that's amazing, and boy, watching her warm up today, she looks like she's on fire, so we'll see how that goes.
Let's check out the starting lineups for today's match for the Jackson Center Tigers. Peyton Esser, a 5'6 senior, opens up, along with Kristen Ware, a 5'10 junior. She's an outside hitter, along with Pauline Meyer, a 5'8 senior, also on the outside. Erin Metz, a middle hitter, 5'9 senior. Cassie Meyer, 5'10, a junior. And Alicia Kessler, 6'2" tall, a junior. Alicia in the middle, Cassie on the perimeter. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, Kaylee Barhorst, outside hitter, 6 feet tall, just a junior, made her mark on the state Final Four last year when the Redskins took it all. Sarah Stang coming off a fine match against Lehman Catholic, a 5'8" junior and outside hitter. Center, Maddie Brandewey, a 5'9 senior. Maeve Hilgefort, a 5'9 junior. A middle hitter for the Redskins. Jesse Stevens, 5'8", a senior, on the outside. And Katie Hoing, 6 feet tall, a senior, a middle hitter. Both teams attired in black. The only difference, Chuck, and you've got to look real closely to detect the fact that Jackson Center has the orange numerals, Fort Loramie the red numerals. The numbers on both teams trimmed in white, black from head to toe for each squad.
Yeah, if they were playing basketball, it'd be tough to keep track of.
No, I'd be throwing my hands in the air all afternoon long. Well, we're all set to go. Serving from down to our left is Jackson Center to open play. Jackson Center Tigers serving left to right on your computer screen or phone as you use your imagination. Kim Metz, John Rogers, two very solid head coaches up barking signals. 28th year for Kim Metz, 9th year for John Rogers. Opening start to the game. Serve received by Fort Loramie. Service by Cameron Elker to Jackson Center. Three hits by Fort Loramie. 1-2-3 by Jackson Center. A big hit at the net by Kristen Ware. Fort Loramie gets it back. But we got a long rally to open things up. And here's a point for Jackson Center. No, Fort Loramie. As the Tigers' tip shot, far left wing, raises the antenna. And Chuck, if that's an indication of things to come, this will be a lengthy duel today.
Well, that's what we expect to see. That was really good volleyball right there.
Serving to start, Maddie Brandewey for Fort Loramie. And it goes long. It's no good. Head coach John Rogers mentioned in the pregame, we've got to cut back on our service miscues. And right out of the chute, Fort Loramie commits one. We're tied up at one apiece. We've got a double hit by Fort Loramie after the Jackson Center serve. Brooke Ruhenkamp tried to feed it off to Kaylee Barhorst. 2-1 in favor of the Tigers. Serving Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Here's a kill by Kaylee Barhorst. It's dug off the floor nicely. Back line by Peyton Esser for Jackson Center. She starts the rally. Gets it over. Fort Loramie's Barhorst to kill again. Great save. Back edge by Esser once more to the front line to Pauline Meyer, who nudges it across. Here's Fort Loramie at the net. Blocked back from Jackson Center. Kessler gets the point. Three straight points by the Tigers. 3-1. Jackson Center leads it. Serving Pauline Meyer, Jackson Center. Here's a spike attempt by Kaylee Barhorst. Good save on the play by Kristen Ware. Here's a nice set. Far left wing goes on the play from Cameron Elkert to Cassie Meyer. Her spike gotten back before Lorman. Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 hits. Great shot on the play by Kristen Ware, and Fort Lorman cannot handle it.
My goodness, this is a higher level than we saw Thursday in either game.
No question about it. Many, many brief points in our two matches on Thursday. These two clubs stepping it up a notch for this one. Here's a great shot by Kaylee Barhorst. She's at the net, spikes it to the back line. Peyton Esser goes lunging for it. It's off her shoulder, out of play, point Fort Lauderdale. 4-2, Jackson Center. Maeve Hilgefort serves for the Redskins. Hilgefort drives it across. Here's a set, far left wing, and steering it over the net with the left hand is Kristen Ware for Jackson Center. Fort Lauderdale's got it. Set to Ruenkamp. She spikes it, gotten back by Cassie Meyer. Over the net to Fort Lorman. Running forward, Kaylee Barhorst with a spike. It's in! Far right corner. Kaylee coming up big there. 4-3, Jackson Center. The winner of this match takes on a state semifinalist, Monroeville or Macomb, next Friday at 4 at Wright State University. Macomb, the number one ranked team in Ohio in Division 4 all year long. And after the serve by Hilgefort, Jackson Center goes to the hardwood to scrape it off the floor. A double hit by a Lady Tiger. Three straight points by Fort Lorman to tie it. Hilgefort serving short. It hit the net court. Second service error by Fort Lorman already in this match after committing 17, believe it or not, against Lehman Catholic on Thursday night, but still winning 3-0. Serving is Aaron Metz for Jackson Center. Fort Lauderdale goes after it. They get a piece of it. The ball sails over the Redskins bench. 6-4 Jackson Center. Boy, these two clubs know how to serve it. When it's in, it's tough to handle. A lot of topspin. Aaron Metz serving again. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Lauderdale. The last by Barhorst. Blocked at the net by Kessler. Fort Lauderdale gets it back. Here's a nudge over the net by Ruenkamp. It's dug off the floor. Nice play by Elkert of Jackson Center. Here's Fort Lormie's Barhorst going on an angle. Cross court. Saved by Pauline Meyer of Jackson Center. Here's Ruenkamp, a one-handed fish shot for Fort Lormie. Gotten back by the Tigers.
Wow.
Deflection deep in the far right court. Saved nicely by Sarah Stang of Fort Lormie. Redskins keep it alive. Barhorst back to Stang. Up and over. Tremendous rally early in this match. Here's a shot at the net by Getsu, Cassie Meyer. It tight ropes the net cord and drops to the floor on the Fort Lauderdale side.
And they have four or five outstanding kills that Lormy sent back to him, and then they get that one across the net. It's a game of inches, that's for sure.
Indeed it is. A lot of close calls. Sometimes those close ones go your way. Fort Lauderdale retaliating. Fine set. Middle of the floor for Kaylee Barhorst. Booms away. She drills it. 7-5, Jackson Center by 2. Opening set, regional championship, Division 4 volleyball here at Tippecanoe. Glad you could join us. Barhorst serving. Here's Cassie Meyer. Near side, it goes to a teammate for the Tigers, Kristen Ware. A little drop shot. Yes, it's in there. Fine touch by Kristen. 8-5, Jackson Center by 3. Getting the service honors here is Cameron Haney for Jackson Center. Haney, a 5'9 junior. You hear the Jackson Center cheering section behind us. Left-handed service by Haney. Barhorst with the good dig. Goes cross court, near side to Stang. And let's see, whistle. We got a flag or two waving. Apparently Stang double hit.
I didn't see it. That's what they call it. I sure didn't see that happen.
9-5 Jackson Center. Haney serving again. Oh, here's a pass by Fort Lauderdale. Goes over the net. Kessler tries a little dink. Fort Lauderdale survives it, though. Here's a twisted push shot at Jackson Center. Well ball done by Haney. She's caught it. Fort Lawley, I think, was foxed into thinking Haney was going to set it. But she turned and scored, and it's 10-5 Jackson Center. Timeout Fort Lawley on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It is 10-5. Jackson Center leads Fort Loramie after the game's first 15 points. So many thanks to our fine underwriting anchor sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the Sydney Daily News, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Jackson Center on a roll, serving. Here's a block at the net by Ruhenkamp of Fort Loramie. Salvaging the point, though, is Jackson Center getting it across. Ernst with a save by Fort Loramie. It goes up front to Ruhenkamp. A weak tip shot. Jackson Center stuffs it. Tigers lead 11-5. This match was tied at 4-all. 7 of the last 8 points for the Tigers, who are streaking. Here's Fort Loramie's Barhorse going off the floor to save. 1-2-3 hits, but Jackson Center. Jesse Meyer with a little looper in front of the backed up Fort Loramie defense. It's good.
Well, I'll tell you, Loramie is having all kinds of trouble handling the service, and they're not getting anything up to the net for to have a shot at a point.
Here is the serve again by Haney of Jackson Center. She's doing it very well. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Here's a fake spike by Kessler. A little dump shot again to Cassie Meyer. Fort Loramie gets it. Front line, Brooke Ruhenkamp pounds one with the right arm off the fist of Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center into the scorer's table. And Fort Loramie stops the bleeding. 12-6 in favor of the Tigers. Jesse Stevens serving for Fort Loramie. She runs up, knocks it over. Peyton Esser, good dig. Set by Haney, tip shot Kessler. Fort Loramie gets it back, 1-2-3 hits. Good block at the net by Jackson Center. Fort Loramie does manage to push it across. There's a touch by Kessler. Left-handed swing by Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Jackson Center gets it back. This Kessler blasts it off the arm of a Fort Loramie player. 13-6, Jackson Center. Alicia Kessler, a 6'2 junior. She's a tyrant up front. Difficult to get the ball by her. Great serve right at the feet of Barhorst to Fort Loramie. She scrapes it off the floor, near side to Stang. Jackson Center, middle of the floor. A little looper again right in front of the backed up Fort Loramie defense. Jackson Center Tigers executing to perfection, leading 14-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
On the Dickman Supply scoreboard, it's Jackson Center 14, Fort Loramie 6. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place all your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on developing relationships one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. And as we return to action, Jackson Center on a roll serving, but Fort Loramie gets a fine block at the net. Nicely done by Stevens. Point Redskins, 14-7, Jackson Center. The lefty, Taylor Ernst, 5'5 junior, serve for Fort Loramie. Esther digs it, front line to Kessler. Ernst diving to save for Fort Loramie. To a teammate, Brandeweave pushes it over. Jackson Center tries to lay one down the right side of the floor, and it's wide, no good. 14-8. Two straight before Loramie, still down six. Tigers have outplayed the Redskins clearly so far. Fort Loramie trying to get back into the match. Here's a long serve by Ernst, and it sails long. Jackson Center wisely let it pass. Good heads-up play by Esser. 15-8, Jackson Center in the lead. Esser swings the arm forward, knocks it to Stevens, back line of Fort Loramie. Up front to Ernst. Ernst touches it to Hilga Ford. Jackson Center recovers. And then Fort Loramie tries to knock one to the near antenna. It hits the net cord and bounces out of play. No good. 16-8, Jackson Center by 8. Again, Esser serving. A little more loft on this one. It goes to Barhorst, middle of the floor, up front to Hilgefort. A touch shot, but Jackson Center recovers. Set far side. Oh, good kill attempt on the play by Pauline Meyer. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie retrieves. 1-2-3, it's with the Tigers. The last by Cassie Meyer to the back line. Barhorst has got it for Fort Loramie. Now set for Kaylee. Her spike gotten back by the Tigers. Far left wing, it's Pauline Meyer. And the ball is blocked back at the net by Hilga Ford, who gets it for Fort Loramie.
Boy, she did a great job there of staying out of the net and putting the ball on the floor.
Well done by Maeve Hilgefort. 16-9, Jackson Center. Serving for Fort Loramie, Sarah Stang. She airmails one across. Three hits by Jackson Center. The last by Vanessa Winner, a 5'9 junior. Fort Loramie runs it down. Here's a left-handed swing shot at the net by Brandewee. Jackson Center's got it back. Here's a slam by Winner, blocked back by Fort Loramie. Jackson Center retrieves. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Loramie, but a double hit in there somewhere. 17-9, Jackson Center.
I know the front line gets an awful lot of the talk. Peyton Esser has been a monster back there, keeping the ball in play and keeping it up where they can set.
Yep. She has done an extremely efficient job. Back half of the floor for Jackson Center. Tigers serving, up 17-9. Fort Loramie gets it back. Here's a kill attempt at the net by Ware. Recovered beautifully by Stang of Fort Loramie, who pumps it up front to Brandewee. Brandewee and Hilgefort combine on a good double-team effort against Jackson Center. 17-10. Jackson Center by 7. First set, regional championship. Division 4 here at Tippecanoe on scorersbroadcast.com. Rifling a kill attempt over the net. Cassie Meyer, Jackson Center. Fort Loramie digs it off the floor, gets it to the front line. Barhorst and Hilgefort find an open area in the Jackson Center defense to notch the second straight for the Redskins, who still trail 17-11. Left-handed serve, Maddie Brandewee. Going hard off the floor is Pauline Meyer to save it for Jackson Center. Redskins, 1-2-3 hits. Kill by Barhorst. Saved on the play by Cassie Meyer. And it's Ruhlenkamp going up at the net, trying to fist one over for the Redskins, but it was repelled off the net cord.
Boy, the effort that time by Elkert was amazing. Unless he was going to be up here in the scorer's table with us.
Serve at Jackson Center. Three hits before Loramie. Last of which tried by the Redskins. Ruhlenkamp. Good save near side. Cameron Elkert. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Here's Elkert with a nice set for Kristen Ware. She drives it across. Fort Loramie retrieves. Barhorst at the net. She tries to block it back, but two hits against the Redskins. 19-11, Jackson Center. Getting set to serve here for Jackson Center is Pauline Meyer. Meyer pumps one across. Here is Fort Loramie diving on the floor. Goes Brandewee to dig it. Near side to Kaylee Barhorst. She puts it over. Esser goes sprawling on the floor to recover. Feeds off to a teammate. Two hits. Jackson Center. 19-12. Jackson Center still the upper hand. We were tied at four when Jackson Center began to separate from Fort Loramie in this first set. Here's the serve by the Redskins. Kaylee Barhorst. It goes up front on the play to Jackson Center's Aaron Metz, and she hammers one home. Beautiful spike by Metz. A lot of oomph behind that shot. 20-12 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers 5 points away from taking set number one. Service by Aaron Metz. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Loramie. The last by Barhorst. She bloops it over. Jackson Center gets it. Set far side for Cassie Meyer. She rips one along the boundary. Fort Loramie got a piece of it. That was all. Big kill. Cassie Meyer, 21-12. Jackson Center leads. Aaron Metz serving. Recovery Stang of Fort Loramie up front to Barhorst. Deals it near side to Hoing. Hoing spike attempt. Gotten back by Jackson Center. It's set for Cassie Meyer, who bloops it over. And Fort Loramie's got a double hit. Well, Cassie Meyer has got Fort Loramie check backing up. And she's made these touch shots one after another in this match.
Very, very heady player.
22-12, Jackson Center. Fort Loramie's Barhorst with a kill deep in the right corner of the floor. It's right on the line. 22-13. Tigers lead. Getting set to serve. Barhorst for Fort Loramie. She walks it up. Overhand shot. Cassie Meyer up front to Elkert. Left side Kessler up and over. Fort Loramie 1-2 hits. Ruhenkamp flattens out a shot. It's over the net. Here's a block attempt by Fort Loramie against the kill from Cassie Meyer. Redskins 1-2-3 hits. They get it over, but it's off the mark. It's strayed to the left, and it's 23-13. Jackson Center up 10. 2 points away from taking set number one. Tigers getting set to serve. Cameron Haney. Haney pumps one across, taken by Barhorst, near side to Stang. Stang with a kill, blocked back by Kessler. Third hit, Tigers set for Kessler. Good shot, Brandewee, one-handed save for Fort Loramie. Three hits, Tigers, great set, far side for Cassie Meyer, and she delivers.
Well, you let her get in there and get that set, you're in trouble.
Set point coming up for Jackson Center, 24-13 lead, Tigers. Haney set to serve for the orange and black. She walks to the back line, knocks it over with the left. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Loramie, the last by Ruhenkamp. 1-2-3 hits by Jackson Center, and a carry up front by the Tigers as they tried to set up Kessler. 24-14. Fort Loramie down 10. Redskins must reel off 11 consecutive, including the last point. They've got to have 10 more to stay in this match. 1-2-3 hits. Jackson Center. Kessler pushes one over. Oh, here's a good left-handed kill by Brandewee. Got it for Fort Loramie. 24-15, Jackson Center. Still a point away from the opening set. Serving, Stevens, Fort Loramie. Back edge of the floor. Esser's got it. Set far wing for Jackson Center's winner, and winner shot misses. It's no good. About a foot too far. 24-16 in favor of Jackson Center. Stevens again for Fort Loramie. She serves. Nice save. Far right wing, Pauline Meyer setting up Cassie Meyer. Tip shot. Good alert effort by Horn to Fort Loramie. A set near side for Stang, and Stang with a windmill action, and she powers one in. 24-17. 4 points in a row by Fort Loramie. Serving again, Stevens, Redskins. Left side of the floor, Pauline Meyer. Sets the oncoming teammate who touches one up and over, but it's a double hit against Jackson Center. Winner had an open area, couldn't convert. Jackson Center wants a timeout. Redskins have roared back, now down by just six after once trailing by 10 at 23-13. 24-18, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery-fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
So many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, all in Fort Laramie. 24-18 Jackson Center, Fort Laramie trying to continue the string of points. Here's a set near side for Cassie Meyer. Fort Laramie retrieves. Here's a great left-handed shot by Brandewee. Again, Maddie Brandewee down the right side of the floor. Boy, she's got a formidable left. She punched it home. 24-19. The lead for Jackson Center whittled to five. Stevens serving again. Jackson Center to the front line. Set far wing for the Tigers. And here's a good shot down the left side of the court. Aiming for it was Metz. Let's see what's been called. Jackson Center thinks it won the set. It did. On a shot by Aaron Metz. The teams looked at each other, then at the officials. We thought Metz drove it home. And despite a surge by Fort Laramie late, Redskins once down 23-13. Come back to make it a tight first set game. Won though by Jackson Center 25-19. We return with set number two in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval, mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Tippecanoe High School. Volleyball Division IV Regional Championship game. Jackson Center has taken set number one over Fort Laramie, 25-19. You've got to check out that fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, West Main and Fort Laramie. Super deals, customer financing. You've got to follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis, all over the Midwest. When Gus Geyer built Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since.
See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Down one set to none. Fort Laramie opens up the second game with a good service. Miscue by Jackson Center, and it's 1-0 Redskins. And then the service by Fort Laramie Stang sails a bit too long. Strength on it a bit much, and Jackson Center evens up the second set at one each. Jackson Center serving. Wow.
Woo-hoo.
What a set. Well done by Cameron Elkert, near side for Cassie Meyer, and she finishes off point number two. That ball hit the hardwood among three or four Redskins, none of whom had a chance. That ball was really whipped. And here is Fort Laramie coming right back. Maeve Hilgefort at the net with Kaylee Barhorst, and they double-team Jackson Center to earn the point. We're tied at two.
Wish they had a radar gun to be able to see how fast that's coming when Meyer hits it like that. That is a rocket.
Yeah, that was the hardest point of the night a couple points ago by Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. I said of the night, I'm used to football. It's afternoon. Tied at two, Fort Laramie. 1, 2, 3 hits. The last by Brooke Ruhenkamp. Here's Jackson Center trying to set up Cassie Meyer, and she blazes one deep in the back of the court. Ernst can't retrieve it for Fort Laramie. 3-2 Tigers. Fort Laramie had one lead in the first set. It was at 1-0. We were tied at four. Then Jackson Center sprinted to a 17-9 lead. Then 24-14. Fort Laramie rallied. Jackson Center held on to win 25-19.
They're just not getting the ball where they need to get their hitters. Their hitters are so far away from the net.
Exactly. Sarah Stang just tried to spike one 6 or 7 feet back from the net. Couldn't get it done. Missed the shot. It's 4-2 Jackson Center. Tigers nudge over another one at the net. It tight ropes the cord. And Fort Laramie goes up and down. The ball hits the hardwood. It's one of those, what do I do next? And Jackson Center gets the point thanks to a kind net. 5-2 Tigers. Ernst gets it up and over for Jackson Center. Here is a set. Cassie Meyer down the left side of the floor. Look out. Look out. She hit the line. She walloped one. Cassie Meyer dazzling here at the outset of set number two. 6-2 Tigers. Esser serving here for Jackson Center, which owns an early four-point cushion in the second set. 1-2-3 hits for the Redskins. Last one by Hilgefort. Kill attempt. Jackson Center gets it back. Barhorst, near side to Ruhenkamp. She pummels one over. Jackson Center recovers. Couple hits by the Lady Tigers, last of which by Pauline Meyer. Three hits by Fort Laramie. Brandewee with the left hand. Here's a set up front for Kessler of Jackson Center, gotten back by Fort Laramie. Ruhenkamp clubs one hard, missed the back edge of the floor. Point Jackson Center. Fort Laramie needs another timeout early on, set two. Tigers up 7-2 here, leading 1-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
We return to action. Jackson Center on top, 7-2, second set. Spike attempt, Kaylee Barhorst. Esser with a good dig. Set by the Tigers to the front line. Jackson Center gets it over. Barhorst, another kill attempt. We've got whistles, flags being waved. Jackson Center broke the plane, I think.
No, Fort Loramie violation.
Wow, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, Jackson Center's lead mounts. It's 8-2 now. Good rally as we came back after the timeout before Loramie. But Jackson Center notches the point. 6-point advantage. Barhorse with a spike attempt for Fort Loramie. Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer gets it back. Good dig off the floor by Brandewey up front to Barhorst. Pushes it into Jackson Center's half. Here's a shot for the Tigers. It is sailing on the line. Fort Loramie let it fly by. Stang looked up. The ball grazed the stripe on the back edge. Good effort up front by Haney of Jackson Center, which leads 9-2.
They are in complete control of this match right now.
Esser serving. Middle of the floor. Ernst setting for Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp with a blast. It's a good one. It's off the hand of the outstretched Jackson Center player who could not recover. Fine effort, but Cameron Elkert, though. That spike was well spotted by Brooke Ruhenkamp of Fort Loramie, which trails 9-3. Serving Hilgefort for Fort Loramie. Jackson Center already up, 1-0. And here is some good action at the net by Jackson Center as Kessler faked the kill. And then running forward was Kristen Ware. Ware jammed it in. Fort Loramie was a little off balance. 10-3 in favor of the Tigers.
It looks like Jackson might have taken that loss to Loramie personally.
You could very well be right, Chuck. Tigers on a mission here. Jackson Center serving. Barhorst spike attempt. Gotten right back by Jackson Center. Here's Fort Loramie's Hoeing on the front line. Little tip shot. Redskins setting far side to Barhorst. Oh, what a play. Super dig by Jackson Center's J.L. Fry. She got it to a teammate. Then it was mishandled. Fort Loramie gets the point 10-4. Great effort by J.L. Fry of Jackson Center as she went sprawling to the hardwood to keep it alive. 10-4 Tigers. Here's a set near side for Jackson Center's Cameron Haney. And on the Fort Loramie side, we got a double hit. Jackson Center is keeping Fort Loramie off balance. Redskins unable to place and pass the ball to the front line to get those good kill attempts. Not a clean game for the Redskins whatsoever. 11-4 Jackson Center. Here's serve received by Brandewey. Front line to Hoeing of Fort Loramie. And she gets the kill. It hit the net cord and bounced in 11-5 in favor of Jackson Center. Fort Loramie Stevens now serving. Jesse, a 5'8 senior. Lines one across to Cassie Meyer. Set near side for Pauline Meyer. And here's Fort Loramie Stevens going underhanded with a shot. It crawls over the net. Jackson Center can't tip it back. 11-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Stevens serving for the Redskins. She goes down the right side of the floor. Here's a nice backward set by Jackson Center. It is beautifully done by J.L. Fly. A backward set to Kessler. Wow, what a play. And Jackson Center earns that point the hard way. J.L. Fry with a dandy move as the volleyball came bounding over our direction. 12-6 in favor of the Tigers. Marvelous point by the orange and black. Tigers serving. It goes to Barhorst. Barhorst knocks one across, but it's a little short of the mark, and Jackson Center's got an easy put back right at the netting. 13-6.
Do you keep foul balls?
We've got a volleyball right here at Media Row. 13-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Three hits by the Redskins. The last by Barhorst. But oh, what a block. Super play at the net. The Jackson Center's Erin Metz. She crammed that one home. 14-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Already up 1-0. Kessler serving. Stevens for Fort Loramie. Front line to Brandewey. Back to Stevens. Up and over. Three hits Jackson Center. Near side. The last one by Pauline Meyer. Fort Loramie Stang with a cross-court kill attempt. Jackson Center retrieves. Left-handed shot by Haney of Jackson Center. Fort Loramie recovers. Ernst setting for Stang. It's tipped back by Jackson Center at the net. Alert play to the Tigers. Fort Loring reeling again in set number two. Redskins need a timeout. Trailing 1-0 and down 15-6 on scorersbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Clayton completed major glass installation for the beautiful new University of Kentucky soccer complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG.
The service that we got, the facilities that we've been able to generate from their work has been fantastic.
American Architectural Glass, AAGInc.OH.com.
Jackson Center in the lead, 15-6, serving. Three hits for the Redskins, the last by Kaylee Barhorst. And here comes Jackson Center right back near side to Pauline Meyer, but a double hit by the Tigers. 15-7 in favor of Jackson Center. Ernst serving for Fort Loramie, the 5'5 junior. Taylor steps into the left-hand shot. It hits the netting, climbs over. Jackson Center with a kill attempt. Left-handed shot, far right wing by Haney. It's strong, no good. 15-8 in favor of Jackson Center. Fort Loramie trying to rebound after the timeout. One, two, three hits by the Tigers, the last of which is by Metz. And we've got Fort Loramie near the net with a foot below the net, breaking the plane. Point Tigers.
That's just a mental error because it wasn't even anybody who was in the play.
Tough break there for the Redskins. You're right. That was not a hitter on that play who's got a toe on the line below the netting. 16-8 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's a block back by Jackson Center. Good play at the net for the Tigers. Fort Loramie's in the net. Violation, 17-8. Serving is Jackson Center. Far side of the floor, Esser gets it across to Stang to Barhorst for Fort Loramie. Here's Jackson Center, near side set for Pauline Meyer. Fort Loramie's got it. Two hits, the last by Stang. Good drop shot by her. It's in there. Good play by Stang of Fort Loramie, who's coming off a very good match against Lehman Catholic in the regional semifinal. 17-9. Jackson Center leads. Up 1-0. Stang serving. Pounds it far right wing to Metz. Metz comes back near side. Look out. Wow. Kristen Ware unloads. A bomb. A massive spike. No stopping that. Simply put, Chuck, Fort Loramie looking uncomfortable. Redskins not getting the ball where they want it. Jackson Center passing nicely, setting to the front line beautifully. Here's Barhorst getting it across for Fort Loramie. Jackson Center with a couple of hits. And diving on the floor went Kristen Ware to keep it alive for Jackson Center. She had a leg on the line below the net. Point Fort Loramie, which is down 18-10. Brandewee serving for Fort Loramie. Going off the floor to save it is Pauline Meyer for Jackson Center. At the net, Hilda Fort for Fort Loramie. Tries to hammer one home. It is repelled off the net cord right back to her. Point, Jackson Center. 19-10, Tigers up 1-0. 5'6 senior Peyton Esser serves. Here's Brandewee setting near side for Hilgefort for Jackson Center. Fort Loramie, I should say for Fort Loramie. Jackson Center blocks it back nicely. Boy, the Tigers are in the right place, right time on virtually every point, Chuck.
They are not letting up, boy. They just pressure, pressure, pressure.
Here's a good serve by Jackson Center to the back line of Fort Loramie. An error in passing, miscommunication And it's 21-10, Jackson Center. Esser serving, line drive to Ernst. Ernst to Brandewey, setting Barhorst. Far side for Fort Loramie. Got it. Good spike by Kaylee Barhorst. 21-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Hilgefort serving for Fort Loramie. Boy, that was one of the most clean looks that Barhorst has gotten this entire match so far, right? Yep. There.
Most of hers have been from probably 7 or 8 feet away from the net.
Here's Jackson Center. Here's a kill attempt at the net. Good effort on the front line as Kessler and Ware combine to hammer one down the near side of the floor. No one home for the Redskins. 22-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers 3 points away from earning set number two. Service by the Tigers, low to the net by Kristen Ware. Here's a set for Barhorst. Middle of the floor for Fort Loramie. Good shot by Kaylee Barhorst. She spiked that one right down the center. 22-12 in favor of Jackson Center. Fort Loramie finds itself in catch-up mode for the second straight game. And the serve by Barhorst has got too much clout on it. It goes long. 23-13, Jackson Center 2 points away from taking set number two. And jumping high to serve is Cassie Meyer. Boy, she tried to get some extra top spin on that one, Chuck. Came over the top a little too much and smacked that one into the net court. 23-13. I may have said 23-13 before that last point. Or maybe I missed a point. Here is Jackson Center setting up the teammate near side, Paulie Meyer. And she blasts one. Good. J.L. Fry with the set. It's 24-13, Jackson Center. Scoreboard is correct. I was mistaken. Here's a set point for the Jackson Center Tigers. Kessler delivers the serve, and she pummels that one too far. 24-14. Still a 10-point cushion, Jackson Center. Fort Loramie's Ernst serving. Goes to the back line of Jackson Center. Here's a set, far right wing for Haney. She drills one over. Off the floor to save is Ernst for Fort Loramie. Three hits, back and over. Set for the Tigers. Middle of the floor. It's Aaron Metz with the finish. Aaron Metz concludes the second set. 25-14, Jackson Center in set number two. After taking set number one, 25-19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest
Northwest State in Archbold or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Tippecanoe High School. To say the Jackson Center is in command, Chuck, is an understatement. Two convincing first couple of set victories.
Yeah, they've been in command the whole time. They just their whole game is on fire today, and Laramie has had no answer.
Fort Laramie has had two leads in this entire match, both at 1-0 in each of the first two sets. And then Jackson Center turned it on right away in set number one and set number two to win 25-19 and 25-14. The first set really wasn't that close. Jackson Center was ahead 24-13 late before Fort Laramie scored six in a row to make it a little closer than it really was. And we start the third set with Jackson Center earning a kill far left side of the floor as Esser sets up Ware and Cassie Meyer.
It was Pauline Meyer who got that one.
Was it Pauline Meyer who got the kill? Well, you figured it was one of those three. But Maeve Hildefort comes right back for Fort Laramie. She drills one home. We're tied up at one. One apiece. Outset of set number three. Again, the winner advances to the state final four and the semifinals in Division Four next Friday at 4 o'clock at Wright State University to take on the winner of the Macomb Monroeville match. Macomb ranked number one in the state all year long in Division IV volleyball. There's a miscue at the net, but Jackson Center 2-1 in favor of Fort Laramie. Randowee serving. Jackson Center with a spike far left side of the floor, and it is nicely done with the Lady Tigers. Beautiful effort by Jackson Center's Kristen Ware. She sparkled here in this tournament. Here is Jackson Center's Pauline Meyer, a 5'8 senior serving. We're tied at two. Fort Laramie, 1-2-3, hits Barhorst. Little dink, diving, saving. Cassie Meyer knocks it to teammate Kristen Ware. Fort Laramie retrieves. Brandewee pushes one over. And then Jackson Center's retaliation shot is short. It hit the net, dropped at the foot of a Tiger player. Fort Laramie leads 3-2. Will be interesting to see, Chuck, if Fort Laramie's been able to make some adjustments against Jackson Center. Tiger set, far wing. It goes to Cassie Meyer. Block attempt, Fort Laramie at the net. And the Redskins have got a hand over the netting, breaking the plane. We're tied at three. Kristen Ware serving. Jackson Center up, two sets to none. The ball goes to Kaylee Barhorst in Fort Laramie. She can't gain control of it very well. Awkward pass, and it leads to a Jackson Center point. 4-3 Tigers. Aaron Metz serving into the net, short. Tied at four. In the first set, the team split the first 8 points. Then Jackson Center went on a tear. Service by Barhorst of Fort Laramie. It goes to Cassie Meyer. Up front to teammate Kristen Ware. Off of the right wing. And here's a kill attempt, but Jackson Center got it. 5-4 Tigers. It was Kristen Ware who notched it with a strong right hand. 1 point lead, Jackson Center. Serving J.L. Fry for the Tigers. Fort Laramie setting near side for Stang. Stang hums one over. Jackson Center retrieves. Good hit near side of the floor by the Tigers. Vanessa Winter. Fort Laramie gets it back. Great save by J.L. Fry. She went to the hardwood, got it back.
Lock attempt, Jackson Center, a good one. Fort Loramie now, 1, 2, 3 hits. The last of which is very long off the end of the floor. 6-4, Jackson Center. J.L. Fry with the service honors once again. J.L. steps up and hits it wide. She hooked it off to the left. 6-5, Jackson Center.
Looked like one of my tee shots.
You're saying that you hooked the ball off the tee a little bit in golf?
I can hook it a little bit, yes, sir. I have all the shots. I just don't know when I'm going to shoot them.
I'll match you with a slice just as far to the right. Service, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 hits, the last of which is tried on the near side, the winner. And then Fort Loramie gets a little dunker. Good touch shot. Stang. Yes, it's in. She and Hilgefort right at the net for Fort Loramie, tied up at 6. Serving Redskins, Stevens, Jesse, a 5'8 senior. Jackson Center's got it. J.L. Fry sets up Cassie Meyer near wing, and she hammers one in. Cassie Meyer doing her thing. 7-6, Jackson Center. I don't think that last point went up yet, Chuck. There it goes.
Yeah, 7-6.
Here's Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer serving up and over the top. A lot of sink on that serve. Fort Loramie digs it off the floor. Barhorst to the back line. Esser of Jackson Center up front. It goes on the play to big number 34, Kessler. She tries to drive one over, and it's off the mark. Just missed. Fort Loramie's even up at 7. Boy, the first two sets after 14 points, Jackson Center had begun to speed away from Fort Loramie. Not so here in the third set so far. Fort Loramie serving. Jackson Center gets it back. Oh, here's a big club shot. That ball's propelled over right into the chest of a Tiger player. She had no chance.
Barhorst.
That was Kaylee.
Yes,
Kaylee
sir.
Barhorst with a big-time spike for Fort Loramie, which is up 8-7. Ernst getting set to serve for the Redskins. Momentary delay. Like to let you know that we are on the air thanks to these underwriting sponsors: Manbauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's Restaurant in Sydney, Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie, The In-Between, just south of Bodkins, and John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Thanks as well to Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna with 8 expanding divisions. High-quality furniture priced just right at Goffney Furniture in Sydney, west of I-75 on Michigan Avenue. That's Route 47. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right. Great savings all the time at Goffney. Go to the website for added savings. A coupon is there for your use. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Perhaps a discussion at side court about the correct score or maybe the player rotation.
It was a player rotation.
And after that break, Fort Loramie with a service error. It's hard off the court. We're tied up at 8. Jackson Center serving. Here is J.L. Fry trying to set. Far wing for Cassie Meyer. Fort Loramie gets it back. Set. Middle of the floor. Hilgefort. Jackson Center, 1, 2, 3 hits, maybe a fourth, and Fort Loramie gets the point.
She got her foot up underneath that time. Pauline Meyer did a nice job getting it back, but she couldn't keep herself on this side of the line.
Hilgefort helps set up the point for Fort Loramie. 9-8 Redskins, down 2-0. Running forward, serving Stang for Fort Loramie. Little touch shot at the net by Jackson Center. Easy does it. It was finished off by Aaron Metz. We're tied at 9. Boy, it seems like more often than not, Chuck, the Redskins are backpedaling on defense. That shot in front, short, is open. Here is Jackson Center serving. Three hits for Loramie. Last by Kaylee Barhorst. Jackson Center, one, two, three hits. Far left wing, it's Pauline Meyer going down the side of the floor. It is not touched by Fort Loramie, and it is pulled wide. 10-9, Redskins lead. Serving Brandon Wee for Fort Loramie, down 2-0. Left-handed shot goes to the back line. It is right dead on the strike. Pinpoint placement by Brandon Wee of Fort Loramie. 11-9 Redskins.
This is prime time for the Redskins.
Exactly.
You do not want to get thumped in this third one.
Fort Loramie playing for pride. You're so right right now, Chuck. Here is Jackson Center. 1-2-3 hits after the serve. The last shot tried by Kristen Ware. And she beats one a little too long. It's off the end line. Missed it by 6 inches or so. And she pumped that one too hard. 3-point lead for Loramie. Biggest edge of the entire match for the Redskins. 3 points. It's quickly down to two as Kristen Ware gets a strong kill up front. Or I should have said Aaron Metz gets it.
Yep.
12-10. Fort Loramie's lead is two. Jackson Center serving. It's Pauline Meyer. Goes to the back line to Ernst for Fort Loramie. Off the floor to Kaylee Barhorst. She tries a long angle shot. It is no good. 6 inches off the floor. It hopped into the Jackson Center bench. Tigers within one, 12-11. Serving Jackson Center's Pauline Meyer. Fort Loramie, 1-2-3 hits. Barhorst with a kill. Blocked back by Jackson Center. And Fort Loramie goes off the floor to cover it up. But the Redskins cannot reel it in. Point Jackson Center.
Well, they had a back set that time. Unfortunately, there was nobody back there.
We're tied at 12. Fort Loramie near side Barhorst. She goes cross court again. Jackson Center retrieves. Set near side on the play for Kristen Ware. A little pump shot by her is good. She found an empty nest in the Fort Loramie defense. 13-12 in favor of Jackson Center. 4 straight points for the Tigers. Fort Loramie had been up 3, 12-9. Serve receive Fort Loramie. Ball set up front for Barhorst. Oh, going hard to the floor goes Esser for Jackson Center to save. Tigers knock one to the back line. 1-2-3 hits by Fort Loramie. Barhorst kill attempt. Esser again digs it. Oh, what a nice push shot up front by Cassie Meyer. It crawls over. Fort Loramie's alert. 1-2-3 hits then by the Tigers. Pauline Meyer sends it to Fort Loramie's back line. The Redskins can't recover. Stang was reaching for it. Couldn't send it to the front. Jackson center point. Tigers lead 14-12. Set three, up 2-0. On scoresbroadcast.com.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to aid small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in near McCartyville. At Jackson Center, after the timeout by Fort Loramie, comes out strong. Chuck, who got the point for the Tigers?
Oh, they had a block up front, and you can either give it to Metz or Kessler. They were both there.
Metz and Kessler put the whammy on Fort Loramie with a fine block. Here's Fort Loramie getting the service back and hit the net. But then Fort Loramie's a little hesitant in passing. Hilgefort can't recover. 16-12, Jackson Center. Seven straight points for the Tigers. Fort Laramie, one, two, three hits. The last by Ruenkamp. Oh, what a diving play by Pauline Meyer to make the save for Jackson Center. Then Fort Laramie's got three hits. Ruenkamp pushes it over. Blocked back by Cassie Meyer. Near side to Barhorst. And it's blocked right back by Metz of Jackson Center. Two hits by Fort Laramie. 17-12, Jackson Center. Eight in a row by the Tigers. Pauline Meyer serving. Ernst up front to Brandewee. To Oglethorpe. Long shot. Back line, Pauline Meyer. She's setting up Cassie Meyer for the spike. She drives it home. And Jackson Center leads it 18-12. Nine in a row by the Tigers. Jackson Center just 7 points away from the match. And a visit to Wright State and the Final Four next Friday. Say it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in that weather gets a firm grip on you. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Laramie, has a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, and more. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery, too, at M&A Muffler and Tires. Call 937-295-3971. Talk to Kepi, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Jackson Center Tigers, Chuck, on a mission, having lost late in the regular season to Fort Laramie 3-2, and having been beaten in upset fashion last year in the regionals by Springfield Catholic.
Yeah, they weren't going to let that happen again.
No. Here's Jackson Center serving. Fort Laramie gets it back. Good reply by the Redskins after the timeout. A crisp shot to the far right side of the floor, and the Tigers are unable to handle it. Jackson Center had reeled off 9 points in a row. It was 12-9 Fort Laramie. And then Jackson Center streaked to an 18-12 advantage. Fort Laramie gets the last point, 18-13. Jackson Center serve receive. Cassie Meyer at the net. Windmills one over. Fort Laramie's got it back. Barhorst is on the near side. She tries to go long. Far right corner. A little too much mustard on it. It's no good. And Jackson Center's within 6 points of winning the match and the regional championship. Here's Ernst, back line for Fort Laramie. Sends to Barhorst, middle of the floor. Barhorst tries to drive one over, and we've got, what, a carry, a second hit against Fort Laramie? I missed it.
I don't know what the call was. The ball was definitely touched at the net.
The official on top is right in my perspective. I didn't get a good view of it.
It's a jump ball.
That's one we might need replay for.
That's what they're going to do.
And the score on the scoreboard reads 19-13, Jackson Center. Serve receive, Fort Laramie. Kessler at the net for Jackson Center, and she rams one in. 20-13, Jackson Center. Fort Laramie led 12-9 here in the third set. 11 of the last 12 points have been notched by the Tigers. Here's Ernst up front to Brandewee, setting Barhorst, middle of the floor. Good shot. Jackson Center goes off the court to send it back. What an effort. One, two, three hits by Fort Laramie. Barhorst down the near side, right on the line. Boy, she tight-roped the stripe with that kill. Kaylee Barhorst gets it for Fort Laramie. 20-14, Jackson Center. Barhorst is serving. Haley pumps one off the top of the net. Tough return tried by Esser. She can't corral it as the ball skittered over the net court.
This is what happened. She was getting ready to make the play, and it got diverted by the top of the net. She wasn't ready for that.
20-15. Haley Barhorst trying to skid one off the net again. It almost clipped the top of it. Jackson Center misplays another one. 20-16. Fort Laramie down four. Jackson Center still 5 points away from taking set number three and winning the match 3-0.
Far horse serving. Drives it middle of the floor to Cassie Meyer. Up front, it's set for Cassie Meyer. A little touch shot in no man's land. Good! And it's 21-16, Jackson Center. J.L. Fry, Chuck, for Jackson Center is all over the place. She makes so few mistakes, does J.L. Fry, who gets the service honors here. J.L., a 5'5 senior, steps forward, hits it to Ernst, back line for Fort Laramie. Up front to Brandewee, up and over. Three hits, Tigers, last by Cassie Meyer. Set near side by the Redskins for Stang, and Stang drills one in there. Good shot by Sarah Stang. 21-17. 4-point lead, Jackson Center. Fort Laramie trying to come from behind to snatch the third set, make it a 2-1 match. Serve received, Jackson Center. Set near side for Cassie Meyer. Cassie Meyer cross court. Boy, did she ever wallop that one.
What an angle she took that time. There was no way they were going to block that.
22-17. Boy, Cassie Meyer's got that power spike down pat. She can put a patent on it. Here's a serve attempt by Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer. She's got some topspin on it, some sink. Fort Laramie lets it fly by, and it hits the stripe on the back edge.
I thought it was long, too. Boy, what a top spin that ball had on it.
23-17. Jackson Center needs 2 points to take the match. Here's Meyer, another top spin serve. Fort Laramie goes diving for it. Can't make a play. 24-17. Tigers 1 point away for the regional title and a berth in the state Final Four on Friday. Here's Meyer trying to finish it off, serving to Fort Laramie's back line. It's set up front for Stang. Over the net to Esther. Right in the middle, Kessler for Jackson Center. Nedges one over. Good save by Stevens of Fort Laramie. Set far wing for Pauline Meyer of Jackson Center. Then it's knocked back on the play by Stang of Fort Laramie. Kill attempt at the net by Pauline Meyer. Recovery by Fort Laramie. Oh, what a rally here late in set number three. Good shot by Jackson Center. Vanessa Winner gets the winner for the Tigers.
Wow, that was the best rally of the match. You got to give Laramie credit. They did not stop playing.
Oh, what a match turned in by Jackson Center. Tigers at the top of their game today. Fort Laramie was blown away in the first couple sets. Redskins Pride took over at set number three. Fort Laramie led 12-9 at one point in that third and final set. And then Jackson Center turned it on from a 12-9 deficit. You look up, and lo and behold, Jackson Center has reeled off 10 straight points to go up 19-12. Fort Laramie cut into the lead, made it a 21-17 match late, but the Tigers scored the last 4 points of set number three to win it 25-17. 25-19, 25-14, 25-17. Jackson Center victorious in three, and the Tigers move on to the state Final Four at Wright State. It's a state semifinal Friday, 4 p.m., Wright State University against Macomb or Monroeville. Macomb, the number one ranked team in the state all year long. Monroeville, ranked number three in the state most of the year, as Monroeville and Jackson Center jockeyed back and forth between two and three. That's some match going on right now up in Elida. Macomb against Monroeville, number one against number three. The winner of that match meets number two, Jackson Center, next Friday at four at Wright State, and we'll be there on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck?
Those are going to need to be two really good volleyball teams. Either one of them is going to have their hands full with the Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Whether it's number one Macomb, number three Monroeville, Jackson Center is at the top of its game. This has got to be one of the top couple teams in 28 years that Kim Metz has ever had at Jackson Center. In all phases of play, the Tigers are efficient. Very few mistakes. The serving is extra special. And any one of a half dozen players, Chuck, is very formidable at the net with a big-time spike.
Well, no doubt about it. And I'll tell you what, and I'm going to give a little tip on who's going to get the Clancy's for Jackson Center. I thought Peyton Esser was amazing tonight. She kept everything in play. She was the difference because Lormie was not having the same success getting the ball where they wanted it. And it was Peyton Esser getting the ball where they could do the set, where the girls that do the hitting could get the swing and get the good shots. Peyton Esser was outstanding for Jackson Center today.
Yeah, you're so right. Fort Lormie attempted to drill a number of shots, many of which were spikes, deep into Jackson Center's floor. And all too often, Peyton Esser was there to calmly dig it off the hardwood and send it right back toward the front line.
And the thing that she did differently than what Lormie was having trouble with, when she was putting those hard ones back, she was putting them back where the setter could get the ball and set it where Lormie's were going all over the place, and a lot of their third hits were from way back trying just to get the ball as a free ball back across.
So here today, Jackson Center, number 2 ranked team in the state, oust the defending champ, Fort Lormie Redskins, 3-0. This Fort Lormie team has a few seniors, 1, 2, 3, 4, in fact, Maddie Brandewee, Jesse Stevens, Katie Hoing, and Brooke Ruenkamp. But a strong nucleus returns next year for Fort Lormie. Taylor Ernst, a junior. Aaliyah Frilling, a freshman. Kaylee Butterhorst, a junior. Sophia Albers, a sophomore. Sarah Stang, a junior. Maeve Hilgeford, a junior. Abby Holdhouse, a sophomore. Taylor Berger, a junior. Patty Meyer, a sophomore. Megan Maurer, a junior. Morgan Holscher, a sophomore. A lot of quality players with some experience returning next year for Fort Lormie, which will be very good in volleyball in 2016. Make no mistake about it.
Well, yeah, and you know they got some kids coming up too. This is what's great about Shelby County League. These teams just really they just reload. That's what it's all about.
Meanwhile, the senior-laden Jackson Center team with 9 12th graders wins here today, advances on to the state Final Four. Monroeville or Macomb awaits next Friday at 4 o'clock in the state semis at Wright State University. And we'll have the action for you at about 3:45 here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to our great Fort Lormie game sponsors here today, including Brookins of Fort Lormie. Some of you have heard of Brookins. A few of you have not. Very few have not heard of Brookins. Outstanding restaurant in Fort Lormie. It's the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, plus pizza, and the pork chop special tonight. Every Saturday, enjoy pork chops at Brookins. Your food is always cooked fresh. You can sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. Dale and Joyce Butterhorst at Brookins in Fort Lormie have owned and operated the restaurant for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. And the banquet room can seat up to 60, plus the spacious second floor is available too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place quite like Brookins in Fort Lormie at 10 Elm Street. Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. Brookins has been a fixture in Fort Lormie since the late 1800s, way back when Mule still pulled those canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has earned an outstanding reputation as a restaurant for fine dining ever since.
Well, I've never taken the Mule up there, but I've certainly driven up there to have some chicken during the summer. So,
Brookins, again on the web at BrookinsUSA.com, the menu right there. And on Saturday night, that's this evening, enjoy the pork chop special. Chuck, let's take a two-minute break. Maybe we'll have a chance to get a post-match comment from Kim Metz of Jackson Center when we return. Tigers beat the Redskins in 3. The defending champs are out. Jackson Center advances on, the number 2 ranked team in the state,
will meet in the state semis, either Monroeville or Macomb, next Friday, 4 o'clock at Wright State University.
Okay, I'm gonna do the Clancy's, and then I'll play another one. So let's do our Clancy's for the runner-up Fort Laramie Redskins, Maddie Brandewee. She was terrific today, really kept the ball in play as well as she could, had some nice kills, played well for Fort Laramie today, and I've already given away Peyton Esser. Was just outstanding. She was, I thought, the spark plug that made things go today. So Peyton Esser for Jackson Center, Maddie Brandewee for Fort Laramie are Clancy's players of the game.
Very good choices, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Clancy's delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Laramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
And welcome back here to Tippecanoe High School in Tip City. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We've been joined here at the side of the floor by Cassie Meyer and Peyton Esser. Alongside are Cassie Meyer and Peyton Esser, the winning Jackson Center Tigers, who defeat Fort Laramie today 3-0. Cassie, I have to ask you about that top spin serve. How in the world did you perfect that? It is so difficult to return, and you came up big with that serve late in the match here again today, and it caused New Knoxville all kinds of difficulty on Thursday night. Tell me all about it. How did you pick that up?
Well, I saw it at a college match one time, and ever since then, I've loved it, and it's taken a lot to perfect it, and I still have troubles with it, but yeah, overall, I'm happy with how it's progressed. And
what do you mean you have trouble with it? You give the other team trouble with it.
Well, sometimes it's a little hard to control, but I've gotten better, and I hope to keep getting better.
Well, there was one serve by you late in the match toward the end of that third set. Fort Laramie thought it was going to go long. Redskins let it fly, and it had so much sink on it. At the end of the shot, it dropped right on the line. Perfectly done. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're an outstanding hitter on the front line, and boy, you really blazed a few over the net here today. Have you ever felt any more comfortable in a big match than today against Fort Laramie?
I mean, it's a team thing, and as long as we're all up and together, then it becomes as comfortable as it is as practice. So we just got to work together, and any of us could do that, I think.
Any idea what the velocity of your shots might be when you're hitting best? Well, you cranked up several today big time.
Yeah, I don't know. Our centers are great, too, and yep, They've really gotten it to us. That's great.
Well, you are full of humility
and humbleness. You're spreading the wealth around. It is an extremely well-balanced team, that is for sure. And you can't get the spikes, those opportunities up front, if the team is not passing well, that's for certain.
Yeah, it's right. It really is a team effort. And I think we're one of the biggest teams who had the most sort of rounded thing.
And Cassie, as you're being congratulated by parents of team members, how much was last year's regional loss weighing on your mind? You went out against Springfield Catholic a year ago in the Sweet 16. Did you play as though you were on a mission here in the regional this year?
That is definitely our number one strive this year. Having that in the back of our mind is, it's crazy.
Yep.
It's just our biggest motivation, I think. It's, wow.
And then Fort Loramie beat you late in the regular season. That took the pressure off, perhaps. Your undefeated season went by the board, but that pressure was relieved somewhat.
Yeah, most of us say that we're glad it happened now than later because it gave us that little reminder of last year that really kept us going.
Cassie Meyer, congratulations. Outstanding performance here today. You're one of several seniors on this Jackson Center squad. I think as many as, I'm sorry, Cassie's just a junior.
Yeah, my sister's a senior.
You're just a junior on this senior-laden team. I think there are 9 12th graders. Cassie returns next year. I naturally included you in that senior group, but no, you're just a junior. You're back again.
Yeah.
But you've got business at hand before next season, and that's when the state tournament at Wright State next weekend. And good luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Cassie's now going to give the headset to Peyton Esser, who is also courtside.
Thank you so much.
Peyton Esser was marvelous here today. Flawless volleyball. Peyton, time and time again, you were taking shots hit by Fort Loramie deep in your side of the floor and virtually going down to the hardwood on both knees and digging it, salvaging the point, keeping the ball alive, and delivering it softly to a setter somewhere else on the floor. My goodness, I just don't know how you do it. What a skill, what an art you have perfected.
Thank you. We do what we got to do to get the ball up. Our setters are great, moving wherever they have to, and we work a lot. We play as a team. Coach Metz says we have to work on our side. We have to focus on our side of the floor, so that's what we try to do. Focus on us, not let the other team get us down, and getting back right up after we mess up or the other team gets the point.
Yeah, very well said. I know success in sports at any level is focusing on your game, controlling what you can control, and perform at your best at that moment. And Jackson Center is playing with tremendous confidence. Any one of several frontline players can spike that ball over the net, so you don't have to single out just one or two. Cassie's got so much help up front, you can deliver the ball to anybody, and there's a very good chance the point's going to be made.
Yeah, it helps a lot in practice having these amazing hitters that we get to work on our defense so much, because it doesn't matter who's hitting at us. We're getting better no matter what. They all put them down.
And that's a very interesting comment. You mentioned in practice that Jackson Center has so many formidable hitters at the net. You are able to prepare so well, because that ball comes flying across the net pell-mell in practice. Any one of several young ladies on your team enable you to get so much repetition. Peyton Messer's got to go to the picture. Peyton, thank you so much. Congratulations. Well-earned victory. Good luck at the state Final Four.
Thank you so much.
Peyton Esser, tremendous performance here today. And Mr. Schomper, the director of athletics at Tippecanoe, joins us here at courtside. Matt, thanks so much for great hospitality once again.
She was our player.
Thanks a whole lot. Yeah, Peyton Esser and Cassie Meyer, our players of the game. Peyton wins the Clancy's Award. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Peyton was marvelous here today. Wow, what a match. Chuck, not much more we can say. Jackson Center did it all.
Yeah.
Virtually a flawless performance.
Well, and you know, the neat part about it is we can bring coaches over here and talk to them all day long.
Sure.
It's great talking to the kids and letting them talk about what this means to them.
Yeah, and I like what Peyton Esser said there late in our conversation. So many experienced hard hitters up front for Jackson Center enables her, Peyton Esser, to get a great workout in practice. Consequently, no matter who the opponent is, no matter what kind of shot is streaking over the net toward her, hey, she's ready.
She's seen it.
She's seen it. Yep. She's got to deal with it day in, day out in practice. And this right. Jackson Center team is extremely well prepared for the state Final Four next Friday.
I'm excited.
Against Macomb, number one, or Monroeville, number three in the state. 4 o'clock start time. We're on the air at 3:45 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, this Jackson Center team is capable of getting it done. You look down through the roster, Chuck. I see a grand spanking total of 9 seniors.
With a lot of talent coming back.
Yes, you're exactly right, including Cassie Meyer, who I mistakenly, at the beginning of the postgame, included in the senior group, but she is not. But Cameron Haney is a junior. Cameron Elkert is a junior. Vanessa Winter is a junior. Alicia Kessler is a junior. And, of course, Cassie Meyer.
Right.
So both Fort Laramie and Jackson Center can look forward to very good seasons next year.
You know that they will be at the top of the heap like they have been for a long time.
And a big congratulations to Kim Metz in year number 28, head coach of Jackson Center. The team is on a roll, and the Tigers will be a very difficult out in the state Final Four. I know school officials here at Tippecanoe believe that the state champ in Division Four would once again come out of this regional like it has in 10 of the last 12 years. Chuck, really enjoyed it. Volleyball is so much fun. It's a fast sport. I keep learning more about it from these young ladies.
Me too.
They are highly skilled. They've turned it into an art form. It takes so much practice, and there is so much more to it than meets the eye, that's for certain. Great sponsors have made it all possible here on scoresbroadcast.com, including American Architectural Glass in Clayton, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney, the U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around, and Middendorf Builders in Fort Loramie. Middendorf, the developer for the Timber Trail subdivision, south edge of Anna. Middendorf will customize a home for you, Middendorf Builders. These additional sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center in New Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program, Brookins in Fort Loramie. Don't forget that pork chop special tonight at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings, Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. And John Hemp Imagery in Sydney as well. John will give you his best shot. Plus the in-between south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. These Anna sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, and excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. And these Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom Jerry's, on the web at TomJerrys.com. Jackson Center Tigers defeat the Fort Loramie Redskins here today in the Division IV Regional Championship, 25-19, 25-14, 25-17. Fort Loramie led in the first two sets only at 1-0. Then Jackson Center pulled away to win easily in sets 1 and 2. Fort Loramie was in the lead 12-9. The Redskins led 12-9 in set number 3 before Jackson Center reeled off 10 straight points. That's the kind of team this Jackson Center club is, Chuck. They can take you right out of a match in a matter of a couple minutes.
Well, you could just see the body language, especially after they got the good roll on in the first game. That they had the confidence. They knew this was going to be the result today. I don't think there was any shock in these young ladies.
want to let our listeners know we are unsure about Friday night football next week. We'll be at Wright State for the 4 o'clock state semifinal between Jackson Center and either Monroeville or Macomb. Logistics will play a big factor, plus the length of the volleyball match. If the volleyball match next Friday at 4 runs past 6 o'clock, goes 4 or 5 sets, it is going to be very difficult for us to get to a Division 7 football playoff game in either Sydney or Wapakoneta. Perhaps if a game is scheduled for tomorrow, tomorrow afternoon for Piqua next Friday night, we'll know tomorrow when the OHSAA makes its announcement about playoff game sites next Friday. We'll know tomorrow afternoon. But if a Division 7 game of interest to us is being played in Wapakoneta or Sydney, we're probably going to have to bow out of a Friday night football game next week. But we'll keep you posted. Stay in touch with our website, scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. High school basketball just around the corner, Chuck. We begin play 2 weeks from tonight. Tippecanoe, which is where we are right now, is on the road at Fort Loramie. The Redskin ladies open the season against Tippecanoe. I haven't heard word that that game has been rescheduled. I doubt that it will be. We'll keep you informed if it is. But right now, that is game number one for basketball in 2015-16 on scoresbroadcast.com. Tippecanoe at Fort Loramie, 2 weeks from tonight. Tip-off at 7:30 on the air at about 7:10, 2 weeks from this evening. Again, volleyball, state final four next Friday on the air at 4 here on Scores, or I should say on the air at 3:45 here on scoresbroadcast.com with the Jackson Center against Monroeville or Macomb. Tigers, so easy for me to say, Tigers don't seem to have a weakness, Chuck. Wow.
No, they're very strong. They're going to be very competitive at Wright State.
That's an understatement. Who knows? They may take the state championship in the next six games, 3-0, 3-0. Who knows? But Jackson Center is mighty good. It's got to be one of the top two teams ever assembled by Kim Metz at Jackson Center. Rhett Gish has been our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, Fort Loramie beaten. The defending state champs in Division 4 ousted today, but Jackson Center, the number two team in the state. Tigers advance on to 27-2. Fort Loramie closes out the campaign at 19-9. Fort Loramie will be very strong again next year. A host of talent returns. This is Jack Kramer saying good afternoon to you from here at Tippecanoe High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.